You there?
Hey there.
Do you hear it?
I'm here.
Okay, you got 1 minute. It says if you don't want to be recorded, you have to hang up. But after 1 minute, it's going to start being recorded.
Okay.
All right. Y'all watching the ball game?
Are y'all watching?
Well, you can imagine what I've been doing all day long.
Packing boxes.
Better believe it. I got the sunroom done, and I got it all packed up, and I've started in the kitchen. I've done all the cookbooks and most of the stuff on the counter and window. It's hard.
I know. Believe me. Do it at least once a year.
What I was really calling, this is the Blush Moving Service Incorporated, isn't it? Did you hear me?
Uh-uh.
I said, this is the Blush Moving Company Incorporated, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. I know what the... I know how it is.
I've already tried the Harris Moving Company. It's moving companies just don't work on weekends.
They don't.
Let me pick up the phone. I had to do that on speakerphone because I had so many things to dial.
Yeah.
I've been 5 minutes trying to get you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, all these PIN numbers and what have you.
Okay.
Okay. So you feel intimidated that you're being recorded?
Okay. No, I'm not intimidated.
What's the score in the ball game?
Oh, State's losing. They were up by eight.
Well, I know you're watching it, and I won't keep you a whole long time. I just thought I'd take advantage of a free call, and we'll have our, let's see, the University of Pennsylvania will be listening to this conversation.
Okay. Well, hello, University of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Tell them where you in.
The University of Southern Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. And graduated in what?
1986. No, 1991.
Well, now, what was your major?
English.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's see. What did I do? I graduated from Hines Junior College in computer science.
Yes, you did.
I got computer science, but I don't know how to operate one of them things. We really don't talk like that in the South. We really are very articulate.
Sure.
Oh, goodness. So how's everything going there today?
Fine. We've had a big day already.
What'd
not
you
over yet. I got this morning a little before 7 and saw on the news where there's going to be a balloon event up in Rio Rancho, which is just north of here, like 3 miles north. And I got Kyle up and got him dressed, and I got dressed and left Cade and Andy in the bed, and we went chasing balloons.
Really?
And got some good pictures.
Oh, good. You like that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It snowed yesterday, and so there's snow on the mountains, and the balloons were over near the mountain, which is very unusual. They usually don't float over there. I guess it's too dangerous, but there were several of them on the mountain today, and it was really pretty.
Well, what, you said it snowed. Is it cold there now?
No. I don't, just like being anywhere else, they have stupid weather.
Yeah.
Thursday, it was like 69. And then yesterday, it started off nice, and then it got cloudy, and then it was so windy, it was like 60-mile-an-hour winds.
Gone.
I was driving and dropped Andy off from lunch, and I had a dead stop in the road because I couldn't see. There was so much dust flying around the car, I couldn't see the road or anybody around me, so I just stopped.
I don't blame you.
And, anyway, and then it got real cold, and then it snowed.
Isn't that crazy?
And today it's 70.
Well, I was going to say it's 70 degrees here today.
So at
least 70.
Yeah.
But it's been a crazy week like that. It's been like real cold in the morning, and then
yeah,
it rained a lot, and then it would warm up. I mean, it the weather would just fluctuate unbelievably in one day.
Yeah, I know. It was 24 last night. You know, it snowed and went down to 24. Today it's 70. Anyway, after I got back home, we got dressed. All four of us got dressed, and we went to the zoo. And I wore shorts to the zoo.
Crazy. It snowed yesterday.
Yeah.
We have to tell them you at Tracy's in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I'm in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Just have to let the university know these important things.
That's right.
Well, sounds like you have crazy weather like we do.
Yeah. The zoo was nice, though. Cade had a ball.
Was it like a petting zoo or just a regular zoo?
This is a regular zoo. He can't ever remember going to one, even though we've been to one. So that was like a first-time experience to him.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he had a very good time.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he did enjoy seeing all the animals.
Oh, yeah. Had a minor accident, but
<Uh-oh>.
We lived through it. They had a goldfish. Like, it was like a pond, but it was very big for a pond. And had a, this goldfish everywhere. they could hardly swim. There were so many of them in there, and there were geese and ducks all around, too. Well, Cade and Kyle sat on the bank to feed the fish, and a duck, was it a duck or a goose? A swan came along and came right up to the boys, and we thought it was so pretty. We backed up to take a picture. That thing bit Kyle on the leg.
Because
he was sitting on the bank just watching. You know, they weren't afraid because it was just the fish and little ducks. And here comes this one, and he took a chunk out of Kyle's leg.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I mean, is it bad?
Screamed. Well, it left a red mark. You know, bit him hard enough that it left a mark. And
he didn't break the skin, did it?
No, well, a little bit. He screamed and cried. He didn't want to be put down for a long time.
What are you doing to me? Feed me to animals.
He'll probably have a thing now for swans.
I know.
He just won't like them for some reason.
And you always think of them as so graceful and gentle.
Sheep.
Well, did you tell the zoo?
No. We just picked him up and went on. And funny thing happened. We were in the reptile, looking at the reptile exhibit, looking at the snakes. There's a bunch of small snakes, I mean, that Kay was looking at. We got to this python, huge snake, big, you know, big exhibit. Kay looked at it, and he looked for a second. We said, look at the big snake, Kay. He turned around with a real pouty face about to cry, and he said, I want to hold you. He was scared.
I don't blame him. I would have been, too.
It was just funny. He looked at all the rest of them and didn't care until he really focused on how big that snake was. I want to hold you. That was funny.
Poor kid. Terrorizing the kid.
He wanted out of there after that.
So much for the fun day at the zoo.
Really? No, they had a good time. Those were the only two incidences we had.
Well, yeah. That sounds like a nice Saturday.
We're not done yet.
Well, you're having company, aren't you?
Yeah, we have company coming at 6.
Well, I'm not going to keep you. I know you probably got a dozen things to do.
I've already done it. I'm sitting here watching the game. I'm not going to do anything. I have to start cooking.
Well, I'm declaring something. I don't know what you call it, but with all this moo, it's not going to be big meals.
Oh, I wouldn't either. We always eat out, I guess, the last week that we're somewhere.
Well,
or pick up sandwich meat.
Or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, he just...
Because it just gets too exhausting to try to... Because I was in the middle of boxing, and then I realized, well, I needed to, you know, take the dishes out of the dishwasher and wash some other dishes and clean up the stove. And I spent 2 hours doing that, and I said, I'm not going to do this. I want to pack. It's just going to get dirty again.
Well, you need to. I mean, you only got 2 weeks.
Oh, I've got less than that. I'm gonna be. That's what I was gonna tell you. If I hadn't told you, I'm gonna be out of here on the 8th.
On the 8th? I thought it was the 11th.
Well, that's my deadline, the 11th. But I made a reservation last night for 2 weeks at the. It's that motel that's adjacent to a jet school. I think of the name of it right to say. But anyway, the thing is, the reason I made the reservations there is the rates are reasonable, and it's really the only one I know in town that's got a microwave oven and an ice box, and it also has all the rooms are suites. In other words, you know, it's got a bedroom and a living room.
Oh, okay. Is it the Days Inn?
No, it's not.
Carvana?
No, it starts with an R. No, well, I can't.
Radisson?
Yes, that's it, Radisson. Yeah. And, like I said, it's a suite, and you know, that would be great with the ice box, you know, to keep, like you said, sandwich meat and stuff in, and milk or whatever, and then the microwave to, you know, do whatever. And then being the two rooms like that, I felt like if Mark's going to come down, and I think he is, he could just sleep in there on the couch or something.
Is he? What is he doing now? Is he still at home?
Yes, he is still at home.
Okay.
He is not working yet.
Any prospects?
No, he says he was supposed to go price a job. No, he is supposed to go price a job, bid on a job, rather, Tuesday. So maybe that means if they get that job, he could work wherever that is.
For the same company?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is it in Alabama still?
Well, he says it's almost as far as where his original job was, which is about an hour away.
Oh, okay.
It's about like going to Jackson. So...
And he'll find out Tuesday.
I'll just ask him that. I'm assuming he's going to put in the bid, and I don't know how long after that, you know, you know whether you've gotten the job or not.
I think you find out right then.
Oh, really?
When Andy bids on jobs, they find out that day.
Oh, really?
It's like everybody gets a bid in by one, and they know by two, so three. It doesn't take long to, you
know whether he got it or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said that he wants to come down here for at least a week.
Oh, really?
That's what he said.
When you're moving?
He could come now if he wanted to.
Really? If he's the help.
Wouldn't hurt my feelings a bit. He could stay 3 weeks for all I care. He could stay what, a month. That'd be fine with me. I told him just whatever. I know next weekend is Easter, but I just can't really be concerned about it. My thoughts are, and I hope this works out. I tried to call a moving company Friday and asked them if they could move me on the 8th and 9th. And see, in other words, the furniture is going to go over to Tom's house.
Right.
And think about it. There will be nothing here.
Right.
There will be no bed. There will be no pots and pans. So that's why my thought was going to the motel. And if you go to a motel, everything is running through my mind about getting an apartment, doing this. They called me Friday about a house that was coming up month by month. You know, you could rent it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd have to move, you know, bed. You know what I mean. Stuff over. And then it'd just be a double move. And I said, nah. The simplest thing, it seems to me, is getting this motel room. I won't have to worry about getting it cleaned up and what have you. But, yeah, we could eat there somewhat, you know. And I'm going to try that for 2 weeks and keep my fingers crossed and pray like mad that my loan has gone through by that time. I'm putting it in tomorrow morning. Monday morning. I've got all the paperwork filled out and ready to go. And I just keep my fingers crossed that it won't take any longer than 3 weeks. That's what I'm banking on. That's nerve-wracking, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing some scrambling. But that's my plan. Now, I hadn't heard back from the moving company to see if they had those dates available, but what I'm going to do is if they don't, I'm starting getting on the phone and see if I can find somebody who can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way I'm going to play that game. And if worse come to worse, Mamie and I were talking, maybe if Mark could come up by then, she's got two big old sons, she said. She said maybe between the three of them, they could do it. Somehow, one way, I'd like to be out of here by the 8th or 9th. Why are you laughing?
Because I was like, not this coming Monday, but the next.
I know. Why are you laughing? Why do you find this funny?
Because I know what you're fixing to get through.
This is not funny. This
it's is not funny.
But I'm glad it amuses you. No, I'm.
You're going to need an extra bottle of L'Oreal by next month.
An extra bottle of what?
L'Oreal.
What's L'Oreal? Shampoo?
The color of your hair.
Oh, because it's going to be gray.
Yes.
Well, you may be right. I'm glad you think this is funny.
You'll be out of the house by next Monday, Andy. She wonders why I'm laughing. I know what she's fixing to go through.
Just a second. Do what?
She's going to be out by the 8th. And now it's the 8th. He's giving me a blank stare. That's not even better than laughing.
That's better, worse than laughing?
Yeah, Radisson Inn. Mm-hmm. They have a kitchenette in the living room attached to the bedroom.
It's $50 a night, and I felt like that was fairly reasonable for those facilities.
Well, that's cheaper than a month's rent somewhere.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I sat down and figured it up. You say 14 times 50, you come up with $700. Okay, any apartment around here is about... Well, the cheapest is $550, but or around $600, but you got to pay a $500 deposit down.
Right.
And then you got to make deposits to turn on water and electricity.
Yeah, I know.
So see, I meant every way I thought about it. I know people, Teresa just thinks it's absurd that I'm doing that, but if you really stop and think about it logically, it's just not going to be anymore.
Right. I agree.
And this house that they were telling me about was $650. I meant. But you've got to turn on all the utilities, they said. You see, this motel's going to cost me about $700.
Right.
So, I mean, I just, well, it may sound like a dumb thing, but to me it just wasn't.
I agree.
So, yeah, I felt if I went in the motel, that I would be forced to get that furniture moved.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would give me what? If they get me out by the 9th, I guess that could give me a day or so to come back and straighten up. you know, from the disaster area. When I packed that sunroom, I made a mess.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Mm.
It was no fun.
Well, to me, I guess it's going to quit being fun. It's to me, it's exciting. Oh, did I tell you what I'm doing at work? We're being moved from one trailer to another. I'm not kidding. We've got 2 weeks to get out of that trailer and get into another trailer.
Why?
Because they want that whole long trailer that I'm in. They want it to belong to the High Performance Computing Group. They're just doing, I mean, fruit basket turnover. Everybody is moving. And just like we're moving to the next trailer. Does that make sense?
No.
Well, that's what we're doing.
Sounds
we're
like
moving to the. I can see the trailer that we're moving to. It's right next to it. Does that make any sense? And all the people in that trailer are moving out. And they're going down to another building. The people in the building are going to another building. It's just nuts.
It's stupid. So our country's in debt.
Huh? Do what?
So our country's in debt. The government does stupid.
I'm telling you, it's plain nutty. It's just in another trailer, the same size office, same deal. And it's displacing everybody in that trailer. I'm telling you, everybody's running everybody out. Crazy. But they made that announcement, you know, we're moving. I said, oh, God. But then it has its bright points. You have to look for them. It has its bright points. They started bringing in boxes Friday for the move, for the government move.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder who snatched a few of those. Oh, yeah. I got me a stack of them. I stayed there after 5 o'clock. Everybody was gone. I got me a stack, snatched them in the trunk. I still just have to come up with more boxes. I got these. I am going to be a basket case by the time I do both of them. People at Friday started moving, and they kept coming by and said, why don't you start? And I said, I can't. I am not mentally ready to do this. I said, I will get there. I will get there. And I get a double whammy.
I don't envy you.
So, well, the one at work I'm not looking that forward to. This one I'm kind of, when I keep in my mind where I'm going, it makes me smile a little bit.
Yeah.
You say, I've only done one room, I'll be not smiling in a little while.
This is hard. Talk to me next Saturday.
Well, I told Mark, did I tell you what I told him?
That what?
I said, Mark, I was talking about moving and everything, and I said, are you going to come with your truck? He just cracked up. He said, Mama, move that house. He said, you need at least 2 18-wheelers. That's what he said. He said, you rent a couple 18-wheelers, I'll help you.
And you have more stuff than you realize when you move.
I know it, but you'd be proud of me. I've also chunked 3 garbage bags full of stuff already. I'm sure I'll do many, many more. You know.
Well,
I'm telling you,
when they moved us from Austin, our little 2-bedroom apartment, we had 4,000 pounds of stuff.
Good gosh. What am I going to have?
More 40? Than that.
Oh, Mark was so funny. He had me just laughing. Because I said, you know, Sybil, the one that's buying my house, was asking me if I was going to leave anything. And I said, she asked me if I'd leave the bar stools or not. And I said, I hadn't given her an answer. And he said, Mama, aren't you tired of gluing those things? Give them to her and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I said, I didn't realize you didn't like my bar stools. Though I was laughing, so I won't have to move them.
Do you have a bar in your new house?
No. Nope. But that's okay. I got a breakfast room and a sunroom, so it'll work out. It'll be okay. I got a real unusual kitchen in that other one. It's really unusual. It's black and white.
What is?
The kitchen.
Oh, the cow, yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
It's different. It's mostly white.
No.
It's mostly white. It's a black sink and a black dishwasher.
Oh, okay.
Rest of it's white.
That's pretty.
It's It's bright. It's real bright looking. There's a lot of glass, a lot of I want to say windows and stuff. So when you're looking out washing dishes, you see woods.
Mm-hmm.
I did tell you it was a double lot, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that lot is on the back, so he just let it all grow up into trees and what have you, and dogwoods and what have you. It's pretty.
Hmm. I'd like to see that.
No matter where you go along the way, in the breakfast area, you're facing that those woods.
Mm-hmm.
In the kitchen, when you're doing at the sink, you're facing those woods. And in the sunroom, you're facing the woods.
Hmm.
So all along the way, it's real airy. And then that sunroom leads into the deck, the covered deck. It's a big deck, real big.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really my favorite part of the whole house.
The sunroom?
Yeah, well, just that area.
Yeah.
Just that area, that whole area with the deck and the kitchen and the sunroom. So. And the living room is just gigantic. It's huge. Huge. It's way bigger than my den.
Hmm.
So, I don't know what I'm going to put all in there, but I'll fill it up. Tricia told me I had entirely too much furniture. Oh, I'm not taking the microwave oven either.
Yeah, they already have one.
Well, the woman asked me if I would leave it. Tricia said I should sell it to her. I do. I might. Just probably about $50, don't you think?
Or you don't need it?
Oh, no, that one has a built-in microwave.
Oh, okay.
It's a white one, built-in.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. See, that's going to be good for counter space.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you tell me I had all these jars is what I want to know. Billions of jars over there. Oh, I said, why are they all these things here? Some of them are going to start getting chunked.
Well, you have some nice canisters.
Well, those are beautiful, yeah, but I'm talking about these glass jars over there on the corner. I think they multiplied. They got over there and had babies or something. I guess I just don't know how much junk I've got sitting out till I go to pack it.
That's the truth, I'm telling you.
I know.
You don't realize how much you have that you don't need.
Yeah. I know it. I must be crazy. I even took that little picture of Jesus at Martin, you know, the one I've had on the windowsill for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I pack that? I don't know. But you know, I feel guilty. I started to chunk it, and I said, no, I can't do that. But I imagine I'll get more. I'll get looser with it as time goes on.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, I remember us packing you. I remember how nice we started out that morning, and then I remember how it started going about that 8 o'clock that night.
Mm-hmm. Don't need that. Don't need that.
Mm-mm. Smish this, smish that. Throw the clothes in there.
Okay, just got up.
Okay. Well, let me let you run. I know you want to watch a ball game. It's 4:30 there, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, I enjoyed this conversation with Tracy, and I hope the university enjoyed it.
Yes.
Now they know that I'm moving.
That's right.
Okay, well, y'all have the rest of a good weekend.
Okay.
Love you here.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.